Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What we just learned about J-Lo and Ben's secret vacation and why A-Rod never saw it coming. Plus, Real Housewife Portia Williams is engaged to her co-star's ex. We have so many questions. And Wendy Williams reveals what's really going on in her love life.
I'm very selective, obviously, in what I choose in my new life. But I am open to love. I love love.
Get ready because we've got our first look at J-Lo and Ben's secret getaway. Here to be nosy with me today are Liliana Vasquez.
I can't wait.
And actress Jodie Sweetin, everybody.
Yay!
Now get out those magnifying glasses, honey, because we're about to zoom in real close on these photos of Jen and Ben. They were spotted driving to the airport in Montana after a week-long vacation. Sources originally insisted they were spending time together as friends, but now we can confirm, because we are E and we know everybody, it's more than that. Now, in this photo, you can see Ben is in the driver's seat and J-Lo's looking a little serious, probably because he's a bad driver. And in another photo, it almost looks like they were holding hands getting on that PJ. Liliana,
yes.
When you first saw these photos and you got your investigative, you know, pieces out to help you dissect these, what did you think?
Okay, so I said this yesterday and I'm gonna stick by this. I think that when celebrities do not want to be seen, they go unseen. When you have two people of this star power, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, if they wanted to keep this more private, they could have, especially with the PJ. You land under the cloak of night
right.
at 3:30 in the morning when nobody is at that airport. You control the private plane. That's the whole
right.
point
or,
of
I
flying private.
And you
private.
Have, you know, a driver, separate
exactly.
cars. But, you know, this was very much like, hey, we're...
No, but I do think that where they stayed at his home in at the Yellowstone Club, I looked this up, there's only 864 members of the club. So it's not like they went, like you said yesterday, to the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Right.
It's a small place. It's very private. It's very exclusive. So now we know why there were no photos of them while they were staying at his home.
Right.
But I think to kind of just jump in your SUV in the middle of the day under sunlight and get snapped.
So there's two things. Mm-hmm. One, yes, coming into an airport,
yeah.
it's hard to track. But once a paparazzi has your tail number,
then
it's fair game, because when you're about to leave, the person who booked the flight or the company says, hey, by the way, for that extra $1,000, look, I'll tell you what time they're leaving.
Right.
So go snap this photo. The other thing is, I think I know J-Lo pretty well.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you the two things that J-Lo needs that lets me know that she wants to be seen. The first is she always has that sparkly cup. There's always a J-Lo sparkly cup that comes into the situation.
Did she have it?
She didn't have it. And the other thing is, if J-Lo really wanted to be seen, she would have that ponytail, that one that looks like it hurts, where she can't even like turn her neck. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Right.
And that lets me know that she didn't want to be seen. They were in Montana. Once you get there, if you're there for a week, someone's going to say, oh my God, J-Lo and Ben are here.
Right.
Get your ass out here. We need that photo.
Wait, so Justin, do you think that she went to Montana with him without a glam squad?
100%.
I think, for sure.
You think so, too?
I think so. Absolutely. Like, she, yeah, this was not. I mean, I'm looking at her hair right now. She looks comfortable. She looks relaxed.
Relaxed.
She is not.
She's wearing,
she's
like,
not
a sweater.
On.
Like, wait, by the way, that's what caught me off guard. I was like, wait, who is that in the photo? Because she's wearing, like, a grandpa cardigan.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Jennifer Lopez in a grandpa cardigan?
I mean, you can tell, like, she's relaxed. She's comfortable. Mm-hmm. She is not out trying to impress anyone.
Yes.
Like, she's just enjoying herself,
and
you know? And I actually look at it, I'm like, oh, good for that. Like,
yes, she's literally being herself with a man who knows her, who gets her, and who doesn't care about the J-Lo
of
it all. Cares about Jennifer.
Exactly.
Or wait, do you think that this is in response? So do you remember when everyone said that she glammed Ben up because he started getting spray tans, he started using gel in his hair? This is it. Okay, right. So this is Bennifer when people were like, oh my gosh, what did she do to him? Now it's almost like gone the other direction. 17 years later, it's not glam. There's no spray tan on Ben. They're in Montana. He likes to fly fish. He likes to hike. So maybe the shift has happened because he's in a different place and she's ready to be in a different place with someone like him. If you remember, A-Rod had like the shiny teeth, the shiny hair, the shiny tan. This is a great rebound for her.
No, this is, I just did Vax Life. I'm tired and I want to go to Montana and just eat and chill.
Yeah.
And have and have
and
no
just
tequila.
Hang out with somebody that I know that's comfortable, like
familiar.
Yeah.
Feels good.
I do think he seems to be in a better place. So like, great for both of them. You know what I mean? If these are two people that like have known each other this long and there's some sort of connection there, like,
I'm here with you.
I am all for it. Sometimes that happens, right? Like you wind up with someone years later. I mean, it happened to me. Like
yesterday.
You wind up with them years later and you're like, oh my gosh, there was something really special here and that's why we're back. But at the time it wasn't, we just couldn't get ourselves together. And maybe now this is that moment.
Well, Jody, I'm happy that you support it, but there's one person out there who obviously is not supporting it. A source close to J-Lo exclusively tells us that A-Rod is shocked and he truly thought they would be able to make it work and reconnect. I don't know. When I saw her in that pool dancing to Drake with those I'm single girl door knockers on.
Yeah.
Because everybody has that one piece of jewelry or their dress that lets the world know, like,
I'm single
and I'm out in these streets.
Yes.
But also, when she sung Sweet Caroline at Vax Live, knowing that it was the Boston Red Sox theme song, that to me was a nod to, this is my man now. Y'all get used to it.
Right?
Absolutely.
Do you guys feel bad for A-Rod?
No, I don't feel bad for A-Rod, and I'll tell you why. You have to look at the future. I mean, you have to look at the past to predict the future. If you look at Jennifer Lopez and her history, she moves very, very fast. This is not the first time this has happened, okay? When she actually met Ben, she was married to Chris Judd, right? She met Ben in January of 2002. She was divorced by July of 2002 after she met Ben. She was engaged to Ben by November of 2002, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not so the audit.
There's an audit. There's an audit. Okay, wait.
She's like, hold on, let me refer to
And this is the part that kind of makes me super excited, because if Jen and Ben ended up together, I would be really, really happy. So when she ended her engagement to Ben Affleck in January of 2004.
She kept the ring.
Well, of course. Oh, I hope she kept the ring. She was already, she got married to Mark Anthony June of 2004. Okay, so I'm just saying, six months, she was engaged to somebody else and married to someone else later. So if the past is going to predict the future, it's okay that she was engaged to Alex, because she could be with Ben in 6 months.
Well, let's think of it. It's not a new relationship.
Yes. No.
You know what I mean? That's the thing, too, is people are like, oh, it's so fast. And you're like, is it, though? Like, it's not like it's someone new
her.
And you're like, I don't know anything about you. Let's just, you know, you're my rebound. It's like, let me go back to something that was working, or let you know.
Yeah.
There's something there, so it's like, and yes, it's right after, but it's not like she's getting to know him.
If I were him, honestly, I would feel lucky, and I would a sigh of relief. You know, I would probably comp two nights in Montana for them, because normally when people break up, when it's a celebrity, for months it's 10 ways Alex Rodriguez messed up this relationship.
Right, 15
ways we should have known that Alex Rodriguez wasn't right for Jennifer Lopez. There should have been signs.
Like,
the signs that we know. That's what people do.
Of course.
For him, he is kind of sort of under the radar now because Ben Affleck has come in and people are now paying attention to that. So if I were you, honey, I would just give them some hours on NetJets to say thank you. Now, someone who wouldn't be upset if Bennifer were back together, Ben's bestie, Matt Damon. Here's what he told NBC's Today.
There's not enough liquor in the world for you to get me to say something about that. I hope it's true. I love them both. I hope it's true. That would be awesome.
You know Jennifer Garner is going to double tap that today on social media and be like, oh, you hope it's true? You hope it's... Okay, you hope it's true?
Well, how do you think Jen Garner feels about the fact that J-Lo was in her house that they share in Montana?
I can tell you exactly how
tell
she feels.
Tell me.
Did you guys see the report 6 days ago that Jennifer Garner is reportedly back with her ex?
No.
Yes. So there was a report that leaked out like 6 days ago. God, I hate being shady, but...
No, do it.
Okay. So I always wait to see what the exes say, you know, like how they respond. So all of a sudden it's like, oh, Jennifer Garner is no longer single. She's reportedly back with her ex. And I think for me, I would wonder... After 17 years of them not being together, did you hold a torch for this person the whole time? Were you thinking about that person? I don't think she thinks that he acted on it, but I think if I was the woman who stole Ben from J-Lo, you know, the one he ended up with at the end of it all, I would wonder, were you thinking about this woman the whole time?
I would think the same thing.
I would totally think the same thing, but I also would be like, maybe that's what's supposed to, maybe there's something there. Like, I try and for exes be like, I want them to find happiness. It wasn't with me. Not all of them.
Yeah.
But that's true.
She did. Because he ended up marrying her. I mean, by the way, they both had 10-year relationships right after they broke up. Now that I think about it, she married Mark Anthony. They were together for 10 years. Ben married Jen Garner. They were together for 10 years, had 3 kids. Oh, I don't know, y'all.
Girl, it's getting hot in Brentwood, girl. It's getting hot in Brentwood. Coming up, our new interview with Wendy Williams. She's telling us what's really going on in her love life. You don't want to miss this. You know the thought process.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, if you are someone you know is in New York City around the West Village, please go to Andy Cohen's house, wake him up, and let him know we need cameras in Atlanta stat because Portia Williams is engaged to Simon Gubajabjabda. I'm not even going to try to pronounce her last name. The ex-husband of her co-star, Fallon. Portia not only posted a pic with Simon, but also with her ex, Dennis, to show that he's cool with it. She also shared a selfie with Simon, writing, "Our relationship began a month ago. Yes, we are crazy in love. For all that need to know the facts, I get the optics, but Simon filed for divorce from a previous marriage in January. Fallon and I are not friends, and Simon's divorce has been settled." Now, Portia's cast member, Fallon, has not responded, but she reportedly unfollowed Portia on social media. First of all, do you believe this really all happened within a month?
No. I'm sorry. No. This is not... It's been 4 weeks. By the way, he posted an Instagram live story with a Q&A not even 2 weeks ago talking about the fact that he wasn't ready to date. So if you weren't ready to date 2 weeks ago, how'd you get engaged in 14 days?
Y'all, she doing it, y'all. Y'all, Elon Musk needs to call her because this is her second engagement. And I don't even know what's going on, but 2 weeks, that's record time.
Right? Yes.
I know. Portia wants us all to know that she is not friends with Fallon. Jody, do you think that makes it better?
I mean, if they're not friends, but they're castmates, right? I haven't watched it, so they're castmates. I mean, that does bring about a certain level of awkwardness.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of that thing, I mean, it's definitely gotta be a little like...
It's a little weird.
It's a little bit weird, but I mean, also, like, we know that those reality shows are, you know, the relationships are very different than what we see on camera. So maybe they aren't friends and maybe they don't really travel in the same world. But still, if you're castmates, it's a little...
No, for sure. No, I totally agree with that. I think that sometimes love happens at the worst times
and to the worst
people ever and puts you in a situation where you have to choose certain things. You know, I think if these two met a month ago, I feel like they could have at least given it a little bit more time before they announced it to the world. Maybe told Fallon before they told everybody on IG.
Right.
Because I think sometimes, yes, when love takes over, sometimes you just have to let everyone know. But I live my life thinking, what's going to be easier for me? And how can I be considerate to other people?
Right, right, right.
Because you're a rational human being. Like, that is your normal thought. That you're rational, you're thoughtful, you're kind.
Yeah, but if somebody gave me 10 carats, I mean, all that would go out the window. All that would literally go out the window.
Don't you think the timing of this is crazy? I mean, we were just talking about Portia and Bolo yesterday on this show following the reunion. And then not even 24 hours later, Portia is now engaged with a giant rock. I just find the timing of all of this very, very suspicious.
Well, a lot of people are saying that she could potentially be pregnant, which I don't know if you're going to announce something like that after 4 weeks. So that really doesn't add up to me.
So if she's pregnant, she'd be 4 weeks pregnant?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
I don't even know that an EPT test can tell you.
It's got to be at least.
You have to be like 11 days past your missed period. Trust me.
It's 5 days, honey. I've bought a lot of EBTs for some friends over the years. Get the 5 day one.
EBT.
Right? Yeah.
Found out she was pregnant, and now she is engaged to this man.
But I think it's been taking.
This has been happening.
For sure.
I don't know what it is, but I'm gonna need somebody to do it. Wendy Williams, I'm gonna need you to talk to Portia. But Wendy just unveiled a big surprise that had us doing a double take. Victor Cruz caught up with Wendy to talk about her exciting news.
Wendy, you've officially been waxed. How does it feel?
It feels wonderful. Immortalized. She's beautiful. This is where I burnt my hand on a crown roast the Easter before the divorce.
Now, Wendy, has your man Mike seen it?
Mike is in Maryland. I like Mike, but, you know, again, Mike lives 3 hours away from me. People were so quick to invest in the, oh my gosh, Wendy's in love. Oh my gosh, she's dating. Oh my gosh, she wants to get married. She has a boyfriend the whole bit. No, I wouldn't mind getting married again. And I would like to definitely have a boyfriend. You know, it's fun dating, but I would like to have one guy.
And I'm wondering if that wax figure on your left is single. I'm trying to shoot my shot and get some attention from the wax figure. Do I got a chance?
Victor, leave me alone. You still got a lot more seeds to sow before you're ready for the Wendy girls.
What should a man say to Wendy Williams to get her attention?
You know, it's eye contact. It's not really a grand overture of, you know, materialistic things. I'm grown and I've got a lot to take care of now. So I'm very selective, obviously, in what I choose in my new life. I am open to love. I love love.
That actually wasn't that bad. Normally I see some wax figures and I'm like, did y'all see the person?
Hers was good.
Hers was really, really good.
And the hair is really good.
The hair
That's, you know what, that makes a lot of the difference is the hair.
The hair is supreme. Yep.
But no, that one actually looks, wax figures have come a long way. What can I say? Wax figures are really, you know, they've progressed a lot since the last time I spent at a wax museum, which was, oh my God, when did I ever go to a wax museum? When I was 7.
You got the fast pass?
Yeah. I don't think you need a fast pass at the wax museum.
You got the Madame Tussauds.
I'm pretty sure you can just go walk around like 3 or 4 times if you really want to.
Oh my God. If you're in New York, be sure to check out Wendy's wax figure at Madame Tussauds in Times Square. Still ahead, Leo is sparking a big online debate, and we're picking sides, plus the new scandal rocking Hollywood, and it involves Tom Cruise, and not a couch.
Oh.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Closet. Now, the Golden Globes controversy is getting nasty. The HFPA has been called out for their lack of diversity. They have zero black members. Scarlett Johansson also says they've displayed sexist behavior. Well, NBC just announced they will not air the show next year. And Tom Cruise reportedly returned the trophies he's won over the years. What do you think about Tom returning his awards? Would you ever do this, Jody?
Yeah, absolutely. If it was, if it came from, if I got an award for something that, you know, it came from somewhere that has now been proven to not have diversity and to, you know, I would be like, I don't want the recognition from this particular group. I actually really commend him for doing that. It says a lot. And Tom Cruise doing it, I think, sets a big precedent
for
other stars to not only stand up for it, but also to feel comfortable in saying, like, I'm with these other actors. Yeah. You know, they might not feel so alone in standing up for it. And I think it's really important. I mean, it's shocking that the HFPA has no black members. It's 2021. Like, what's happening?
You know, I wouldn't necessarily return them. I mean, gold is expensive right now. I would melt a bitch down and make something else out of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, I would
Where is the Golden Globe part of it? I don't know.
Imagine if you shaved the gold off your statue, but you gave them the iron part back. You're like, I just kept the shaving. You can take your statue.
All day. Now, the FHPA says they are committed to making transformational changes as quickly and as thoughtfully as possible. But how long do we need to wait for change? First of all, once you figured out that Twitter was going after the Oscars, like, you should have been well aware that you probably needed to look inside your own home. It just seems like Golden Globes is like that kid who, like, didn't know how to play hide and seek and would hide in the same place that the other person.
Yes.
Like, it's like someone just got caught.
Right.
Like,
they're not going to find me.
Yes.
But I think it's also such a big deal. I mean, when you look at what these big networks are doing, when you look at Netflix and Amazon Studios and Warner Media, it's not just individuals like Tom Cruise saying, hey, we're going to pause our relationship with you guys. These studios are saying you're not working fast enough. And if you look at the bulk of the nominations, just between Netflix and Amazon for 2021, you had something close to 50 nominations coming out of these two studios.
Yeah.
If these two studios are not going to work with you or give you their movies to screen or even nominate, it's kind of the nail in the coffin for you. So I think they really have to get their act together because they're not going to have movies to nominate. And the reason we watch the show is because we want to see the actors and actresses that we love in these films. So if you don't have access to these films, you don't have an award show.
For sure. Right? But I don't want the FHPA to just do this pseudo activism where, hey, let's just get every black person we know on a screen. No, let's go ahead and get them in the board meetings. Mm-hmm. Or we're going to have, you know, we're going to nominate every person of color that we know. No, have people on the committee that connect to the material.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we're going to serve Hennessy at this year's Golden Globes.
No.
Actually, you know what? Actually serve that Hennessy at the Golden Globes.
I'm sorry.
Because I need that Hennessy at the Golden Globes.
When Jay-Z had to bring his own champagne to the Golden Globes, you knew something was off.
He didn't have to bring it. He wanted to bring it.
Right.
Now, the competition is getting intense on The Voice, and we caught up with the coaches last night. They told us the show's become a family affair.
How do you feel about your coaching capabilities? Does Priyanka help you with that at home, or is she more the advice type?
We talk about pretty much everything.
Okay.
And you know, she's very invested in my team. She's going to watch tonight. She's very excited to see what happens. And then I'm sure we'll discuss a game plan moving forward.
Now, do you guys feel for the contestants, even some of the younger contestants on the show? And would you let your kids be a contestant on the show?
I mean, it would be pretty crappy if I didn't allow my kid on a talent show since I was on a show like this. My kids can do whatever they dream.
I feel the same way. I don't want to pressure them into doing what I do, but if they want to do it, I'm going to encourage them to really work hard at it.
Now, The Voice Top 20 performed their explosive version of BTS Dynamite last night in a performance that took over the Universal backlot, all in partner with Marshall's Take a Look.
Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of LeBron.
Ding dong, call me on my phone, I see, and I get my ping pong.
Disco overload, I'm into that, I'm
Now, the contestants were looking fire, dressed in trends and pieces from Marshalls. What was your favorite moment from the performance?
Honestly, I think when they were all together on that stand and you saw them all together and you see all the looks together. I mean, you know how long and how many clothes you have to outfit that many contestants and have them look that good? The stylist, I hope y'all got paid overtime on this shoot because this was a work of art. They looked so good.
They really did. Yeah. I mean, I love the look and the color and everything. It was a very fun.
So fun.
It was a very fun piece. It looked like they were enjoying themselves for sure.
I also love when I see performers on stage and you can tell they're feeling themselves. Hair, the makeup, the styling's right. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They come off the screen for me.
Exactly.
And I love that. You guys, tune into The Voice live tonight at 8 p.m. on NBC.
This segment was in partnership with Marshalls. Go to marshalls.com/The Voice to shop the trends.
Up next, you guys, Seth Rogen is here, and he told me about his massive fail with Beyonce, missing Zac Efron, and what's it like to get high with Snoop Dogg. You do not want to miss this. Put the kids in the next room.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Let's get right to the Hollywood Minute. Well, if you thought the end was near for Grey's Anatomy, you're wrong. ABC has renewed the medical drama for season 18, with Ellen Pompeo reportedly inking a new deal as well. We've also learned its popular spinoff, Station 19, will return too. Vanderpump Rules star Lala Kent has met a lot of celebrities and confused a couple of big names. On Watch What Happens Live, Lala told Andy Cohen she got in trouble while working at Sir for making Avril Lavigne wait for a table because she was expecting Adam Levine to show up instead. Why do seating celebrities have to be oh so complicated? And look out, world, Leonardo DiCaprio has a new look. Or does he? The New York Post just posted this photo of Leo on the set of the new Scorsese movie, Killers of the Flower Moon. They wrote that he looks unrecognizable, but some people think he looks just like Leo in a Western costume. I don't know. What do you guys think? Does this look like Leo?
Charlize Theron's like, I did all that for Monster, and y'all and gonna y'all call him unrecognizable?
It's Leo.
It's Leo. Who's that?
Somebody that needs to maybe get some glasses.
I know.
If that doesn't look like Leo.
Leo always looks like Leo.
No, somebody just wants that Oscar. They want to start that Oscar buzz.
Right. Unrecognizable. You're like, I mean, he put on
transformational.
I mean, I'll be excited to see what it is. You know, Martin Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. But
he's just
DiCaprio.
Leo.
Like, that's him.
You're going to be waiting for a big movie. It's going to be a commercial for Marshalls. Seth Rogen does it all. He's an actor, producer, writer, weed salesman, and now author. He's giving me all the tea in his Hollywood tell-all that involves Beyonce, Gwyneth Paltrow, and even his own mama isn't safe. I am so excited that you have finally wrote your book, The Book, because for me, I always knew you had the best stories in Hollywood. What brought you to finally say, okay, I'm gonna tell everything?
I mean, it's not everything. There is more, but it's probably more than I should have written.
You're a very smart guy. Like, I know it, I've always felt it. Until the day I heard that you tried to go say hi to Beyonce backstage, then I was like, okay, this might be stupid. Who tries to tell Beyonce?
It's true. I actually write about it in the book. And I was at the Grammys and I saw Beyonce with Gwyneth Paltrow, actually. And they were together. And I charged over, instinct took over. And I was like, I got to go say hi. And I was hit so hard by her security guard that I spilled a drink. I was drinking a screwdriver, which is a bad drink. I deserve what I got. But I spilled it all over myself. And then a second later, someone came up to me and was like, you now have to present a Grammy. And I was covered in a screwdriver and I was humiliated and I didn't get to meet Beyonce. And so I did have to present a Grammy while literally like holding my arms in like a very weird position.
Your mom, Sandy, literally is the goat of trolling you. Do you ever just like see her at Shabbat and you're like, yo, Sandy, chill out on the trolling?
No. I don't she gets a lot more sexual than I would prefer with her tweets and her just general commentary. It's something I've lived with my whole life. She was tweeting about Bridgerton and the orgasms. I don't like that. Like, she can make fun of me all she wants. You don't want to hear your mother talk about orgasms.
We need your help on something. At E, you know, we really try to keep Hollywood pure and sane. And, you know, we really want to get Zac Efron back here from Australia. With or without the supposed face surgeries, we'll take him back however we could get him. So I'm going to need you to look in the camera and tell Zac Efron how much we need him back here in Hollywood.
I was just tweeting Zac, actually, how much I miss him and how much I would like to see him. But honestly, Zac, if you're watching this and you're having a better time in Australia, stay there. Do your thing.
No!
It's not that cool here.
No! Don't tell him that! Yes, America is a dumpster right now, but we need Zac Efron back.
He seems much happier in Australia, I'll be honest. He's out there. He's trying new fruits. He's meeting indigenous people. It seems like he's on a real journey, and I'm happy for him.
You've been married for 10 years. Throughout this whole pandemic, I heard that you guys have, like, taken up pottery together. Did it start off as, like, sexy time, like Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore? Is it there yet, or is it still, like, cups and saucers and bullshit?
No, unfortunately, we're at the place where our libidos are only activated by throwing clay together. We can't do it otherwise. It's messy. It takes a lot of cleanup. There's a lot. It's uncomfortable, but that's where we are. I can't explain it. But if Clay's not around, I'm a limp noodle.
Last question. You have to answer this. You now own a cannabis company. You two are a savant of the cannabis. I have to know, in your umpteenth years of smoking the ganja, who had the best weed you've ever puffed?
I once smoked weed with Snoop Dogg, and he had the strongest weed I've ever.
Wow!
And it was something that was like it ruined my whole day, and that's like not like it really was a lot.
I love you. I'm gonna pick up a copy of this book. I'm gonna get the audio book. I cannot wait to try out your cannabis and come visit us on the set of Daily Pop and send me that copy. I want it.
I will.
You guys, your book is now available wherever books are sold. Pick up this book. It is unbelievable.
Wait, can I just say, you're crushing these interviews lately.
Thank you.
Yeah, like, you're so fun. Like, obviously, Seth is so fun to watch, but watching you and Seth together, you're just crushing it.
Yeah,
sorry, I just have to say that.
Yeah.
Because they do a million of these.
And a good interviewer, really, when they show up and they give you something and it feels like a fun conversation.
Yes.
It's the best.
Okay, so, you two can come back tomorrow.
Okay.
We're good. Okay. We're good. Coming up, what does the future hold for J-Lo and Ben Affleck? A celebrity psychic medium is here with a bold prediction. It's coming up next. Love you guys.
When's the wedding?
Can you guys just come here every day and tell me that?
No, but really though, like,
Welcome to Daily Pop, celebrity psychic medium. Chris Medina is here, and he is already working on some stuff on that phone.
I know, I am so excited. So we're gonna get right to this, okay? So no BS with Chris Medina. Give us all the facts. What are you reading in this room right now? Because you walked in and you were ready to talk.
Well, the stuff I wanted to talk about, you don't want to talk about. So I'm going to take that off limits. So we won't bring that up.
It's just that I don't want to know the gender of the
baby.
You don't have to.
But look at the lessons that are coming into play, especially when it comes to your mental and this child. As far as like being able to work on your patience, toning you down a little bit, but also don't mess with you after you have this baby. Because protective mom mode, I'm learning, I'm discovering myself as a mother. So I'm gonna tell people to stay away from you after you have the baby.
Ooh.
Oh, for how long?
I'd say about a good couple of months. Just to get you acclimated, because you have a lot of releasing to do. I feel like when it comes to your emotions and the way that you think, this is key for everybody. I feel like your intuition, everybody has a natural built intuition. I feel like yours is super strong and it gets in the way with your everyday way of thinking that causes you, because you have a temper.
Mm-hmm.
You, yes.
Mm-hmm. Can I get a close up?
Yes. But it's time though. It's time.
Okay, the most important, J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
What's gonna happen?
he better watch his step. Because she's looking for any, don't give her a reason to throw his ass out.
Yes.
Don't, because he, you know he's gonna fall back into his old ways.
He is.
He's gonna fall back into his old ways, and poor her. I'm probably gonna get a lot of flack for this, but I use her as an example at all my readings. I always say, stay away from the J-Lo syndrome.
What is the J-Lo syndrome?
Hopeless romantic.
Doesn't know their place when it comes to the masculine and feminine energies.
I always said that.
How can you be in a relationship if you don't want to be vulnerable? If you don't want to open up? But do you blame her, considering everything that she's been through and like her line of work, that she's afraid to have the rug swept out from underneath her? But go easy. Don't fall back into old patterns.
Okay, I like that. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. What's the next blessing that's going to come in my life? Because I know it's not a man.
How do you know that?
Yeah, exactly.
My third eye is open, and the timeline that I've been given time and time again matches up with the timeline that I feel.
Okay.
So what do you think the next, unless I'm wrong?
Clarity is going to come to you first, because you have to set boundaries. You have to set boundaries from what it is that you truly want to do versus what you feel is expected out of you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So get that clarity that you need, which is going to bring what you want the most, which is that relationship.
Is that what Justin wants the most?
Mm-mm. No, I think that I have an issue when people call people codependent sometimes. Okay. I feel like what ends up happening with him is that he shines better when he has somebody on his side. It doesn't make him, it doesn't make you. You don't need to be in a relationship.
But, get the camera off me.
But no. Keep zooming tighter. Zoom in tighter.
But he shines when he has the right person there. But it's all about finding you right now. I mentioned that during your session. Finding yourself,
finding
opening up your mind and getting that clarity that you need.
When am I going to find the money?
By the way, that question applies to both of us.
Yes.
You can read this together. When's the money coming?
So watch this year. So as a collective, as a world type of stuff, mm-hmm. as like everybody else outside of us, things are starting to open back up. The guest stars of our lives have not come in yet, so we don't know what's going to be happening, especially this coming August for both of you guys. So be on the lookout for that.
Oh, well, baby's coming in August, right?
Baby's, yeah, July 25th, right at the end.
Oh, thank God.
Wait.
You're going to have a Leo then.
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay. So if I were to go early, I would have a Cancer baby, which my mom says would be a wonderful lesson for me, which is crazy because that's what you said, because yeah. I'm an Aries, I'm a fire sign, water signs, you're like, oh my gosh. So she thinks a Cancer baby would actually be great for me. I want a Leo because my grandmother was a Leo. My brothers, my favorite people in the world are Leos. They're J-Lo's a Leo, Ben Affleck's a Leo, A-Rod's a Leo.
So should she try to like bed rest it and not like...
Should I just like try to keep the baby in as long as possible to have a Leo?
As early Leos, I love.
Oh.
Early Leos are the best ones. August ones are a little too much. So I'm gonna, but no. But Cancer would work for you as well, because I believe your moon is in Pisces. So that's gonna vibe very well.
So I'm
with
in
you.
The water swimming with the baby.
And also.
I don't even know what that means.
You guys, Chris, I need you more here.
Yeah.
In my life. So come back anytime.
I would love to.
I would love to. Tell everybody where they can find you.
They could find me at chrismedina.guide, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Psychic Chris M.
You guys, I have had personal readings with this man. And when I tell you, they were so on point and so eye-opening. This man is affordable and he reads for the public. He is amazing. Get in contact with him. After the break. Is it mean to ask your neighbor to keep her baby from crying outside and keep it inside? Because I will be asking you, Liliana.
Wait, is this story? Uh-huh. Did y'all find out that I did this?
Yes. And can you guess whose crazy cat this is? Hint, the owner used to date Pete Davidson. The answer when we come back, well, it could be one of 100 people, because he was dating like a man.
Everybody.
Welcome back. Before the break, we ask if you could guess a celeb whose cat wasn't feeling this selfie sesh. Any guesses? Remember, the hint was used to date Pete Davidson. I'm going to go with Kate Beckinsale.
I was going to say, I feel like it's definitely Kate Beckinsale. I looked at the hair. See the hair in the
corner?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
The hair is what gave it away. I mean, I think, I don't know.
Kate Beckinsale.
Matching turbans.
Yep. Uh-huh. I love it. Oh, I love her turban, though. That's really
I know, her
cute.
Turban's really chic.
I love her face.
The cat's looking good.
Justin, did you say I love her face?
I love her face.
She's stunning. Have you ever met her in person? I saw her getting coffee, and I was like, this is not normal. Like, you can't look like that getting coffee.
No.
It's illegal.
I was on a date one time at the Lakers game, and the guy I was on a date with was staring at her, and I was like, just go ahead, go with Kate Beckinsale. and bring me with you. In today's Dear Daily Pop, a guy wants to know if he's a jerk for asking his neighbors to keep their noisy baby inside. Sir, if you have to ask, the answer is probably yes. Mm-hmm. Now, he admitted on Reddit that he sent the parents an anonymous letter asking them to go inside when the baby is crying so the baby doesn't annoy everyone in the neighborhood. First of all, how loud is that baby that he's waking everybody up in the neighborhood?
Well, babies can cry loud.
Pretty loudly. Yeah.
Would you be mad if someone sent you that letter?
Oh, I would be so mad. I would stand on the porch with my crying baby of that person's house and just be like, sorry, this is just what happens now.
I would record my crying baby on my iPhone and play it on my outdoor Sonos speakers for this a-hole is what I would do.
Yeah, there's no way. I would be so pissed.
Oh, now that you're a mom now.
I'm a mom now.
Right, yeah, I'm a mom now.
Don't come for me and my baby. I'm Puerto Rican. Stops. I'll kill you.
But by the way, I don't want a baby. I didn't sign up to have a baby in my apartment. So if I don't want to hear the baby, please bring it in your apartment. I see that this guy has a point.
Okay, but do we know it's in an apartment building?
It could be a townhouse. It could be a home with a backyard. It's their backyard.
I don't care if it's yours.
Okay, go in your house. Then you need to go move to remote Montana or you won't hear other people because your next neighbor is going to be 100 miles away.
There's crying babies, there's barking dogs.
So if I wanted to put my radio on outside at the same volume that the baby is outside, and would my neighbor be upset? Should I keep
that on the whole time? No, they shouldn't. But you could also just put on your noise-canceling headphones and not hear my baby.
Right. Maybe you can buy me some noise-canceling headphones so I don't hear your child.
Maybe.
Those parents are so stressed out with that baby
that's crying in the first place that now you send them a letter and tell them,
Justin,
go over the edge. Trust me.
I just wanted to fight today. I woke up this morning and I chose violence. Up next, Beat Reels and Hot Ruffles are in Hollywood right now. But does this trend have the staying power? We're going to try some try it or trash it when we come back.
I can't wait.
I literally thought that was it. It is time to get some new wardrobe inspo with this week's Tuesday Trends. Now, to shop all these looks, pull out your phone right now and scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen. First up, we have frills and ruffles, which is perfect for the warm weather. We got Kristen Cavv, Kyle Richards, and Nikki Hilton rocking this trend. What do you think? I love this.
I think it's so cute.
I love this. I love this for this time of year. I feel like nothing makes me more excited to step into spring and summer than florals and ruffles. It's feminine. It's like a little Little House on the Prairie, and I'm so into it.
Oh, wow. Florals for spring.
Groundbreaking. Thanks, Miranda.
I love the tennis shoes with that. Like, that's a cute look. It's fun. Yeah. I love Kyle's outfit. I mean, I have several of those bright sort of ruffly things. They're just, it's so fun.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
No, it's so much fun.
It's so cheery. Everything's so flattering.
All right, let's look at this one. Lots of celebs have been stepping out in collar crops. Kim K, Blake Lively, Ariana Grande. I am obsessed with this look. I almost wish that they made these for boys because I would try it all the way. I like a business thought moment.
Yeah, exactly. Very much so.
I've never met a crop top I didn't like, so...
We know, honey.
See, I am not the crop top wearing person.
Oh, I love a crop top. I will be 9 months pregnant. I'm actually going to give birth in a crop top pajama at the hospital.
The fact that you think you're going to be in control of that birth is so funny to me. Like, that's cute.
What do you mean?
That's really cute.
I'm going to have a blowout. I'm going to have lashes and a crop top in that bed, and that baby's going to come out.
I'm going to let Jody talk to Liliana about what's about to happen to her body in about 5 months. Tomorrow, we've got the new secrets from the cast of The Hills, and Reza from Shaw's of Sunset is here about the new season. Check out Nightly Pop at 11:30. We'll be back every weekday at 11. We love you guys.
Bye.
Yeah, honey, it's going to be a very
It's going to be messy.